So celebrating David Bowie is coming to the LBC, Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, this Sunday. Tickets on sale now, lutherburbankcenter.org. VIP packages available. As a matter of fact, we'll give one of those away coming up in a few. But right now, bassist at the show. He's worked with David Bowie throughout his career. Carmine Rojas is on the Danny Wright Show.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
A bit tired, yeah, because we've been really just like back-to-back. A lot of sound checks, different, changing songs, tempos, and because different people sing Bowie in a different way because he's not an easy guy to sing.
Right. Well, before we get into the show, I just want to ask, I mean, this is a big deal because I would say, and maybe you would agree, that the bassist is maybe the most important person playing an instrument on stage, and I'm glad you're on with us.
Thank you. But just to correct that, the drums and bass.
Okay.
You have to have a foundation for the house.
Okay.
When you build a house, you have to have a foundation, but drums and bass.
Excellent. Well, I thought you might sort of agree, so I'm glad we're on the same page.
No. I fully agree, but you got to put drums in there.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, I've never built a house before.
I'll help you now before somebody else gets to you. It might not be as nice.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. All right. So, Carmine, this has got to be so special for you. Being someone that worked with David Bowie throughout his career, what does it mean to bring this music to people? Maybe speak to how important it is now more than ever.
Man, that's such a beautiful question, and it would have so many different kinds of answers. So just to narrow it down, it's an amazing education into David's mind, how he writes and how he thinks, because he thinks for himself, he writes for himself.
Yeah. Okay? So when someone goes to the show and maybe they're still not, maybe they still don't have the closure that they wanted when David Bowie passed, does this help at all, you think?
I think so, because it helps us.
Yeah.
We have to find closure between the six of us, all the alumni. Every now and then, somebody would sing something that David, the way David would have touched it, or the spirit of it. Basically, it's the spirit. And each one of us, we kind of went, wow, that one got me. This song got me. I would have loved to have seen David sing that song, or I've done that with so many times that this is the first time it's affected me. Yes, if people can walk away with a big smile and know it's a celebration, not a tribute band, they really should celebrate it. They shouldn't feel down about it. They shouldn't feel sad about it, because he wouldn't want it. He would want it to be like a party.
Right, absolutely. And that's what the show's called, Celebrating David Bowie. And maybe,
exactly.
Maybe finally some folks can feel a little healed afterwards, and like you said, walk out with a smile on their face, having seen the music performed live.
Right, and there are some songs where they might not have noticed that we're going to play, which I'm not going to mention, and they're going, wow, that one answered the question, or that one resolved something for me. Because that's what it's been doing to everyone across the country and Europe.
Talking with Carmine Rojas, bassist. He's going to be performing this weekend, Sunday, Luther Burbank Center for the Arts for Celebrating David Bowie. Tickets on sale now, lutherburbankcenter.org. VIP packages available as well. So when this tour is all done, Carmine, what's next for you?
Just kind of a small break, recording, writing, and producing, I usually do.
Nice.
Back home in Los Angeles.
All right, man. Well, we'll see you this weekend at Celebrating David Bowie on Sunday at the LBC. Thanks so much for taking some time out. Go back to sleep.
We're good. We're going to take a big, long nap. Please come, y'all.